Evan Roberts. Tiki Barber. It's Evan and Tiki on WFAN, The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome to the 2024 World Series. How we doing? We're going to give you 5.5 hours to march you right until Yankee pregame as the New York Yankees begin their mission to win a 28th World Championship tonight against the LA Dodgers. It all begins with Game 1. We've got a very busy show, including your opportunity to win World Series tickets. Coming up in the 3 o'clock hour, then again in the 5 o'clock hour, you have a chance when you hear a very certain sound.
All rise.
To call in and win Yankee tickets. The opportunity is right in front of you. Today's also the day for all of us, whether you're a Yankee fan, an IBO like myself, an independent baseball observer, to declare yourself. Declare it. And I've heard everybody do it so far today at the radio station. I'm proud. People have declared Dodgers in 6, Yankees in 5, Yankees in 7, Dodgers in 6, Yankees in 4. I want to declare myself as well. And I want to show my damn work when I declare myself.
Wow, you're not even letting them wait, Evan?
No. We're just declaring, baby. The New York Yankees will win the World Series in 7. And I want to explain why very quickly, okay? And, of course, we'll get into great detail. We'll take your phone calls. Tiki will tell me why I'm a genius or I'm an idiot. We'll all have fun. The New York Yankees and the L.A. Dodgers, when you really think about it, are mirror images of each other. Spitting images. They both have unbelievable, undeniable superstar players like Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani, like Juan Soto and Mookie Betts. They both have these great winning first basemen, probably past their prime, but certainly still have something left in the tank, but both are not fully healthy in Anthony Rizzo and Freddie Freeman. Both have really good bullpens. They don't exactly have a lot of household names, but you've got guys that have either resurrected their career or guys that have began their career, such as a guy like Luke Weaver. The Dodgers and the Yankees are very similar. They both have managers who are famous for doing crazy things in a postseason series. One hit a walk-off home run in Game 7 of the 2003 ALCS. You may know him as Aaron Boone. The other guy, I apologize, may have stolen one of the biggest bases in the history of baseball in Dave Roberts.
Let it go.
But they're both flawed. They're both not perfect. So I look at two franchises and I see a lot of similarities. But there's one big difference.
What is? Which is?
That big difference is why I, Evan Roberts, declare the New York Yankees will win this series in 7. Not because I'm a hater, a troll, a lover, an ass kisser. Any description you want to use, throw it out.
I'm very confused, Evan.
I'll tell you why. Evan's picking the Yankees because, well, Yankee radio, what an ass kisser. Evan's picking the Yankees because he's a troll. He's just trolling the Shut up. I'm picking the Yankees because I'm an IBO, and there's one thing that separates the New York Yankees and the Los Angeles Dodgers. And that one thing will toe the mound tonight at 8:08. And that man's name is Garrett Allen Cole. He's the difference, Teak. He's the reason that while these two franchises have so many similarities and so many times you look in the mirror and you see yourself, it's like the Spider-Man meme. The one great difference is the true ace that the Dodgers do not have and the Yankees do have.
Well, you're right about that, obviously. And Garrett Cole has to be the ace that the Yankees want. We don't know, and probably he's not going to pitch 3 games if it goes to the 7 as you predict. I hope it's just 2, because I'm saying Yankees in 5 since we're giving away our predictions at the top of the show.
Damn right. This is the time to do it, baby.
7:25 when we go off the air, 5.5 hours from now. But you're right in the sense that the biggest ace in this game, both teams combined, is Garrett Cole. The challenge is that the Dodgers have been so good at mitigating their disaster of a starting rotation, utilizing their bullpen in the correct way, that they've been able to get all the way through here to the World Series, and it seemed improbable. I mean, I know some people, I thought the Padres were likely the better squad simply because of how they were constructed, but the Dodgers are the Dodgers. They have superstars that are able to step above themselves in ways that, I don't know, you just don't expect, even though they're great. And so I agree with you the Yankees are going to win. I agree with you that Gerrit Cole is the difference maker, but I can't marginalize the Dodgers simply because they've done it, even if they haven't been perfect at trying to do it.
I think that one thing that the Mets didn't have, and I only bring the Mets up not because they are a team I root for, not because they play in New York, but they're the team that just lost to the Dodgers. I want everybody to keep that in mind. The New York Mets are now irrelevant. I own that as a Met fan. But what they didn't have is that big-time starting pitcher. You know who did have that? And it almost got them past the Dodgers, and that's San Diego with Yu Darvish.
Right.
Because one adage I still believe in, as much as I've taken a beating with this belief, this old baseball belief, is that really good pitching will stop really good hitting, or at least it'll slow it down. I don't believe that the team the Dodgers just defeated at that point in the season had the really good pitching to stop this offense. The Yankees do. Now, I want to make this clear. I don't believe Luis Gil is that guy. I don't even believe Carlos Rodon is that guy. I don't believe Clark Schmidt is that guy. I believe Gerrit Cole is that guy.
Yes, but don't you need more than Gerrit Cole? That's the biggest question.
Yes.
And I feel like the Yankees trust that their other starters, meaning Carlos Rodon or Clark Schmidt or Gil, or whoever it is that gets put into that position, are capable. I think it's us. I think it's me and Sean and all the other Yankee fans that don't trust anybody outside of Gerrit Cole. Whereas the Dodger fan, the Dodger, they trust everybody. They trust Yamamoto. They trust Flaherty.
They're wrong.
They trust all the bullpen.
They're wrong.
They just saw Walker Buehler go buck wild on the Mets.
Yeah.
So now they trust him now. So I think there's a difference with the Dodger fans' belief in their rotation and staff and bullpen as opposed to the Yankees' belief in their rotation and staff and bullpen.
Here's what's so great, and this is the beautiful part. This is why I feel very liberated today, and I feel like I can help you guys out. I'm not a Dodger fan, and I'm not a Yankee fan. And you know why that's beautiful today? And we've got so many Yankee fans, and I'm genuinely happy for you. And we'll hear from you throughout the day at 888-808-1019. Tell me your confidence level. Tell me if you think this team's going to win this series. Here's the beautiful part. I feel liberated as a non-Yankee or Dodger fan, as an IBO. I'm not clouded by fandom. So I will tell you, Dodger fans have confidence in all their guys. They're idiots. They're wrong. They shouldn't have confidence in Jack Flaherty. They shouldn't have confidence in Yoshinobu Yamamoto. Should they have confidence in Blake Treinen because he throws a slider that looks like it's from another planet? Sure, I'll give you that. But I think every single arm the Dodgers have, and trust me, I've seen them all. I've seen them all. I've analyzed them all. They're all hittable. They're all beatable. And quite frankly, Yankee fans, just so you don't think I'm putting you all over as well, I think all your arms are hittable too. I think that the Yankee bullpen and the Dodger bullpen are all kind of on that same level. I think the rest of the Yankee rotation, just like the Dodger rotation, I think they're all on the same level. I think Yoshinobu Yamamoto and Carlos Rodon are very similar in that they both have great stuff. And you're right. Are they both capable of giving you an amazing five scoreless inning? Sure. I think they're also capable of getting knocked out in the third inning. I think Jack Flaherty showed that in the NLCS as well. Seven scoreless innings followed by getting bombed. So I think all of that fits my mirrored image opinion to you. I think there's a lot of similarities. The difference is the bona fide ace. And remember this about Yu Darvish. And I think Gerrit Cole's better than Yu Darvish. Okay? I want to make that clear. Yu Darvish pitched seven brilliant innings against the Dodgers in the first round, a game that San Diego won. He then followed that up in game five by pitching into the seventh inning, only allowing two runs. Now, the Padres couldn't hit, and I give the Dodgers credit in that game five, but Yu Darvish reminded you of something. And I want everyone to understand this. Good pitching will still stop good hitting.
Yeah.
Yu Darvish did it in the DS. There wasn't a damn Met who was able to do it in the LCS, unfortunately. And the Yankees have a guy who can. And if he's the old Gerrit Cole, voila, there's your difference in the World Series.
Well, we also have Gerrit Cole and Sean's favorite player ever, Carlos Rodon. And keep Luke Weaver's mouth comparing him to the rest of the Dodgers bullpen out of your mouth.
It's not a negative.
Luke Weaver is that man, right, Sean?
No, hold on. Hold on, guys.
He's big time that man.
The Luke Weaver is not bad. It's that the Dodgers and Yankees are equivalent. It's that I look at the Dodger bullpen, which has been very good in the postseason. I look at the Yankee bullpen, which has been very good in the postseason. And I don't see a greater strength one versus the other. I'm not saying they both suck. I'm saying they're both kind of on the same level. Everything about the Yankees and the Dodgers to me are very close. That's why this is the dream World Series from Fox executives. This is a very close World Series. The thing that separates it, the thing that separates the Yankees is Gerrit Cole. Now, that may feel like undue pressure for him, but Sean, you said it yesterday, yeah, and I respect it. You said, hey, Gerrit Cole's got the most pressure on,
yes,
him. And from the standpoint of what I'm laying out, how he is the difference, then it's true.
This is why he was here, above anything else. They built a team that was on its way, they thought, with all the baby bombers, that was missing an ace. They forked over that money for Gerrit Cole for this moment. I mentioned CC Sabathia. He only got here in that one moment, and he delivered. This is on Gerrit Cole tonight. And if Gerrit Cole delivers tonight, I don't know how you don't like the Yankees winning another three games beyond that. I flip-flopped a little, Evan.
What do you mean?
I was honest, right? I said all year I thought the Yankees would lose in the World Series. I said 2 days ago my feeling was the Dodgers.
You did say that 2 days ago. Have you come around?
I ain't scared anymore. I think I realized what my issue was.
What was your issue?
I was scared. See, back in little old May when we had two spring runs for two teams in this town and we were all fighting and arguing over all that, I said something. I said, I don't even know what a champion looks like anymore. I didn't know because we haven't seen one in this town. The Yankees look like a champion to me. And the way they battled the counts all year and the way they've all kind of picked up the baton and learned from Juan Soto, and this includes Aaron Judge, and makes pitchers work, and these Dodger pitchers are going to have to work a lot harder in this game, in this series. I like the Yankees to win this series. You know what the Yankee pitchers also aren't going to do? Rodon and Schmidt. They're not going to walk the Dodgers 42 freaking times in this series and put extra runners on for the Dodgers to score, too. The Yankees are winning the series in 5 games. More ashes scared,
but he won't let it show. I mean,
at home.
The reason I kind of buy the more ashes scared thing is that 2 days ago,
you're right,
it wasn't that long ago, you were like, hey, look, it's been a great season. I think we're going to lose. The Dodgers are better. Now, all of a sudden, you flip-flopped?
Yes, I did.
Did I? Now, there's two options. There's you're scared, okay, which is certainly on the table. We've seen that before.
Of course I'm scared. It's the World Series.
I was going to say the other option is I convinced you.
No,
I somehow, as an IBO, because genuinely, no jokes here, I believe it's very sacred when your team gets to a championship.
Yes.
And I will do this for the Knicks if they get to the NBA Finals. There is no jokes. There is no trolling. I ain't playing any games, all right? I will be the best IBO I can. You may disagree with my opinion. That's fine. This is baseball. This is sports. This is fun. But I am coming from a genuine place of I'm going to analyze this. And honestly, I feel like I come from the best place I could be health-wise because I don't like anybody.
Yeah.
I'm in a great place. I'm just going to tell you like I see it. And so maybe my telling you like I see it has got you to the place of, yeah, we're going to win the World Series.
But there is part of that. Something else has happened along the way, too.
Yeah.
There has been an extreme narrative building, and I don't think it's unfair that the Yankees haven't seen a team like the Dodgers yet. They played the Royals. They played the Guardians. Remember, this has been like a subject beaten to death. The Yankees haven't played a real team yet. And this is not meant, by the way, you could insert, you know, whoever you want here. It's unfortunately going to happen with your team. The Mets and Padres, very good teams, good lineups, take nothing away. The Yankees are by far the best and biggest hurdle the Dodgers have faced yet. Well, as well.
Okay, so I want to answer this whole thing very simply. The Los Angeles Dodgers, without question, are the best lineup the Yankees have faced.
Yes.
Okay? As far as bullpens are concerned, and I'm not trying to besmirch the Dodger bullpen, they have a fine bullpen. The Guardians had a better bullpen.
And the Yankees worked the crap out of those counts.
I agree, and that's why the ultimate difference here is the Yankees have an ace, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I know and I respect that you believe in Carlos Rodon, okay? I don't as much.
I can't believe I'm saying that, but I do.
And God bless you for thinking that. Can you slow down an offense that has been unslowed down a ball? That's who the LA Dodgers are. You know, I was filling out my scorecard this morning because, yeah, why not do it ahead of time? And I write down the postseason stats. And so I put down the Yankees team batting average. I put down the Yankees team home runs so far in the postseason, runs per game. And I did it for the Dodgers, too. And I already knew this because, as you know, I've scored quite a few Dodger games in a row.
Yes.
The Dodgers are scoring nearly 7 runs a game in this postseason. They're not doing that because the team they beat in the NLCS had garbage pitching necessarily.
No.
They're doing it because they have a lineup that just won't quit. They have a lineup that gives you everything. They've got star power.
Nobody's
top of the order with Mookie Betts and Shohei Ohtani. But more than that, they've got guys at the bottom of the order that are kicking your ass too.
Yep.
And so the challenge the Dodgers present to the Yankees that is unique compared to Cleveland and Kansas City is this lineup.
Yep.
I don't think there's any question about it. But anybody who's watched baseball long enough knows this. If you have the pitching, you can stop them.
Yeah.
You can slow them down. And I think, and this is why, look, you phrased it perfectly. It's why Gerrit Cole is here. He is here to shut down the best of the best. He is here to quiet the best of the best. And this is going to be his ultimate challenge.
Yep.
And I think he's up to it only because Gerrit Cole, to me, has been the most reliable pitcher in all of baseball for the last half a decade. He's been a worthy postseason pitcher. Is he perfect? No. I'm going to say he's been perfect. He's had his duds. We all remember the wild card game against Boston. But more than not, Gerrit Cole showed up in the postseason, and I trust him.
And you're forgetting another thing with Gerrit Cole that has sat in my mind for the last 24 hours.
Spider tack is legal in California.
No.
I'm just kidding.
I'm a sponge on Yankee memories.
Yes.
And who remembers the big controversy from Gerrit Cole's press conference when he signed with the Yankees?
Controversy. Was it that he had a sign that he supposedly held?
Yeah, which clearly was a sign that they redid and made look faded, and it wasn't the exact one from 2001, but that's neither here nor there.
Right.
Gerrit Cole's imagery of being in Arizona in the 2001 World Series as a Yankee fan still sits with me. It's why he wanted to be a Yankee. He sat in that World Series. The Yankees lost that heartbreaking World Series in 7 games, and young Gerrit Cole sat there and stared at it. Little did we know that that young man would be presented with this time and opportunity, 23 years later? He finishes the story from the 2001 World Series, a story of him as a Yankee fan not experiencing that win by beating the L.A. Dodgers now and breaking out the sign again at the parade.
I don't understand the story, but you know what? If you're
his story
mood,
started as being remembered for a World Series loser as a fan. Listen. Now he's going to win.
Okay. That's a cute story. I still have no idea what it means, but you know what? If you're in a good mood and you're believing,
let's go.
Let them believe, baby. The question is to Yankee fans. For months and months and months, for years and years and years, you haven't believed. You've wanted your general manager fired. You've wanted your manager fired. You hated your second baseman. Do you believe now? As we sit here, a mere 6 hours away from game 1 of the World Series, how do you feel, Yankee fans? Are you with me? Even with Sean, who's come along, thinking the Yankees are going to win this World Series? Or are you like many others that think, hey, unfortunately, this has been a nice ride, but the L.A. Dodgers are too good? We'll get to your calls coming up, 888-808-1019. Plus, we stress the importance of Gerrit Cole. There's another aspect of Gerrit Cole's pitching that cannot be understated in terms of helping the Yankees win this series, and it's not being talked about nearly enough. Your chance to be inside Yankee Stadium for Game 3 of the World Series on Monday. You get another opportunity in the 5 o'clock hour as well. We get you all set for Game 1 of the World Series tonight. Now, there's a bunch of pieces of news that are going to break throughout the day, one of which will be the Yankee lineup. We look forward to that. But one that just came out, because the due date was about an hour and a half ago. So then the commissioner looks this over, and then finally we get the information, are the rosters for said World Series. And when it comes to the New York Yankees, there were heavy indications that Nasty Nestor was going to be activated for the World Series. Aaron Boone has alluded to it, but said, let's see how he feels. We now have the roster. Sean Morash, give Tiki and I the news. Has Nasty Nestor made it to the World Series?
Come on, Nasty. Come on, Nasty.
Nestor Cortez is on the World Series roster. He is one of 13 pitchers on the Yankee World Series.
So, Nestor Cortez.
So that means a position player is off the roster. My guess would be Trent Grisham or Jason Dominguez.
Did it.
All right, am I right?
I don't even know what that means.
I know what he's saying.
What does that mean?
And he is right.
What does he mean?
Bye-bye, birdie.
That's what you meant by that?
Yeah. Tweet a little lead. It's a bird.
Oh.
Which it's also the song too. They rock in the treehouse song. Isn't that Elvis?
That, but is that from Bye Bye Birdie, like the show?
I don't know. He's doing the bird songs. Evan, don't overthink.
Wouldn't the song be Bye Bye Birdie?
Yeah, but that's depressing, Evan.
By the way, it's a true story about Bye Bye Birdie. So it's not really Elvis, but I guess it's supposed to be Elvis. But it's this really famous guy who's going to war. And, like, everybody's upset. Isn't that what the story is? Isn't that Bye Bye Birdie? We're saying goodbye to Birdie. Birdie's like this famous rock star and he's going to war.
I mean,
nobody knows.
I guess I can go into a rabbit hole, but I'm not really interested.
How about you guys just trust me? That's what the story is about.
Unless Dick Wolf wrote it, I didn't see it. All right. Here's the problem, though.
Go ahead.
The real song is Mistake. What the hell are they doing?
Oh, John Birdie being off the roster?
Yes, he plays multiple positions, handles the bat well, and oh, by the way, stole a ton of bases in the National League. What service does Trent Grisham, who hasn't seen any action in the first two rounds, serve over John Birdie?
Yeah, that would be my guess. Like, Jason Dominguez, we saw multiple times as a pinch runner. We've seen John Birdie play a little first base, and he can run, as we've seen. He's a pinch runner as well. So Trent Grisham seemed to be the guy that's like, yeah, he's not really necessary.
Right, he should have been the odd man out, but I think it's likely his defensive acumen.
They didn't even use him.
So I'm just saying, in the case that Aaron Judge needs a, I don't know, whatever.
Don't say he's going to run into that wall and that stump again.
I was also going to say that, but I didn't. I was going to say he hurts his toe, but that would have been too soon. But if he needs a break in the field, your best defensive sub is Grisham. I mean, that's fact. And I'm not saying John Birdie is expendable or easily replaceable, but Cabrera can do a lot of the stuff that he was doing. Probably not as confidently, but he was replaceable.
Yeah, I think I kind of agree with you, Sean. I wouldn't have done it this way. I also think it's not an egregious mistake. Yeah. It probably isn't going to be the difference in this World Series. But in hearing that Nestor was coming back, I agreed. It can't be a pitcher. It needs to be a position player. And the position player that made the most sense to me was always going to be Trent Grisham or Jason Dominguez. And I leaned towards to Grisham just in case Verdugo starts off over his first 11. Right. And we're basically like, let's see if we can catch some lightning with Jason Dominguez.
Grisham gives the team nothing offensively. I agree on his defense. But we have seen two rounds worth of games where at no point, even in a couple games where they're up four runs or whatever, did they say, let's go to Trent Grisham for his defense. And in a series like this that, look, me and Tiki both picked five, you picked seven, where games could be tight, the series could be long, he would have been above Cabrera and above Dominguez your best pinch running option. And if Stanton is on in a tie game on second base late, give me John Birdie pinch running over any scenario where you're going to need Trent Grisham in this series.
Now, the LA Dodgers also released their roster, and there are some interesting changes, to say the least. Miguel Rojas, who did not play in the previous series, he has played a lot of shortstop for the Dodgers this year, is back on the roster. Now, I find that interesting because if I'm rooting against the LA Dodgers, as somebody that just spent a lot of time rooting against the LA Dodgers, I would want Miguel Rojas in the lineup. I'd say, great, this guy hasn't played in a couple of weeks. Who are you taking out? Andy Pages hit two home runs in a game against the Mets. Kiki Hernandez is all of a sudden Mr. October. And Tommy Edmonds, the NLCS MVP. So they add Rojas back. It'll be interesting to see if Dave Roberts goes right back to him in the starting lineup. And the other addition that the Dodgers made, they made a few bullpen changes. And here's why that matters. Alex Vesia is a left-hander. The Dodgers only had one left-hander in their bullpen. They don't have a lefty in their rotation for that entire series.
Wow.
So now the Dodgers have a second left-hander in the bullpen. They also added a fresh arm, and Brusdar Graterol has been out for about a month. So they added two kind of fresh arms to their bullpen. Those are some of the changes they've made from the NLCS. But the addition of the lefty gives you a little pause. Now, it wouldn't give me pause, but it's going to give Booney pause. Because I have said over and over again, don't worry about your opponent. Hit Giancarlo Stanton right after Aaron Judge. Don't worry about the lefties. Don't be fearful of stacking the lefties. Don't overthink it. Remember, Cleveland had three lefties in their bullpen. The Dodgers only have two. I still would hit Giancarlo Stanton cleanup. I would not be afraid of, I'm stacking too many lefties. Who cares? I want Aaron Judge to have as much protection as humanly possible. And you know who gives that to him? Giancarlo, Whitaker, Aloysius, Morash, Stanton.
Wow, he's got that in his middle name now?
I threw that in there.
I didn't know. I think he was, that's a respect thing, I think. Once Evan starts adding three or four middle names, especially if they are somewhat presidential, that's respect.
You know what it is, Tiki?
What's that?
I think Evan finally respects me for two reasons.
Respects you or Stanton? Which one are we talking about?
I think you respect me, and that's why you're including me in the middle name. Number one, here we are, game one of the World Series. You've lived the full Yankee run to a World Series. I mean, you respect me a little bit as a Yankee fan here.
Well, I think you're going to be facing a very big test on Monday that we'll find out about.
Okay. And number two, there was only one other person left texting Evan late in the fourth quarter of a Nets-Hawks game.
That's right. No, you know what I respect about you? I'm a very horribly dressed person. I've kind of accepted that in life. And Sean almost matches me for it. Tiki, can you, for the audience, did I just cause you to choke over there? Hot two without water?
I thought that was going to be a compliment.
Oh, yeah, no, it is. Nah. Tiki, can you describe Sean's outfit today here on game day of game one of the World Series?
I'll start from the top because he's covering his bald head with a blue with a striped hat.
It's a Yankee hat.
It's a Yankee hat, but it's not a traditional Yankee hat. And if you were a non-Yankee fan and you looked at that hat, you say, well, who's that a hat of? So it's non-traditional.
Yeah.
He's got a faux neck chain on, even though in the previous show, and BT and Sal, BT had an actual chain on. Sean's chain is a fake dog's chain that comes not even all the way around his neck. Could they, like, why'd they cheap out on the back and not just do the chain all the way around?
You could speak to Bald Vinny about that.
Right. So, Bald Vinny, you cheapened on the shirt. And it says dogs, and it's blue. It's Yankee colors. I've seen it, like, 35 times in the last month and a half. But, you know, it's Sean.
Yeah, it's very Sean. I think that's well described. That's like someone describing my outfit. It's Evan. You know? It's Evan. I'm a baby. So I appreciate the way you dress. I really do.
Thank you.
I really respect that. Let's go to Vernon in Atlanta, Georgia. How are you, Vernon?
Hey, what's going on, Ed, Tiki? My favorite two nerds, Tiki, you are my one beat back now. You used to be the second. You're Ronnie Hampton's the man.
Damn.
I watched you the other night, man. Yeah, you and Ham, boy, y'all run that ball, man. My problem is Mr. Marash over there.
What's up?
Every time he says something about my team, if it's the Giants or the Yankees, right, I always cringe in the car as I'm driving these people around. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they're my teams too, Vernon.
I know that, Sean. We talked before. Because you know me and your father the same age. See, if I was your father, I would say, Sean, go out there and get me a Switch. Because I was going to tear you up for saying that.
Hey, now,
you said
the back in the day, you used to be able to do that. They call Child Protective Services nowadays.
Well, if they're going to get me for Sean, then I deserve to go then. Hey, but hold up. Hey, Tiki.
What up, brother?
I need for you to, you and Evan, you know, it don't have to be the same time, but I need for you to come on my podcast, Tiki. We on Roku and YouTube, right? Because I got a jersey of yours, the first one you wore with the Giants, the white one. And when you had got a lot of Giant fans mad, I wasn't really mad at you. I was just mad because everybody was putting out false narrative about you.
I appreciate you, bro.
Yeah, so I had tucked your name off the back. But you know what? I'm gonna put Tiki back up there, but I want to show you the jersey before I put it back up.
All right, I'll take that. I guess that's an insult and respect at the same time.
I think it's both, actually. By the way, Vernon, what did Sean say about the Yankees that caused you to want to take the Switch out? I'm just very curious.
The Dodgers going to win the six, man. Come on, Marat.
Yeah. Well, he's come around. Think about this, though. He changed his mind. That was 2 days ago. That was when the World Series wasn't real to him.
Yes.
I think when you get closer to the actual series, there's been a long buildup to it. Then Sean realized, I'm a Yankee fan. I'm picking the Yankees.
And this is the irony of Vernon. I picked the Dodgers in 6 2 days ago. You know what I did today? I pulled out the Switch. Yankees in five.
He did. See what he did? The Switch,
888-808-1019.
Very, very nice. That's very nice. I love the fact that he gets so pissed off at you. Meanwhile, you're talking about the teams that you love.
Right.
But what he's trying to say is that you're a Looney Tune. That's what he's trying to say to you.
Okay.
It's okay. Look, we're all Looney Tunes.
He thinks he cringes. Look at myself in the mirror.
Frank's in Bloomfield, New Jersey. What's up, Frank?
Hey, what's going on, guys? So, first of all, I tried to call yesterday. I got left on hold multiple times before the show ended.
Damn you, Loogie. You got to stop doing that.
Yeah. But let me tell you something. I'm gonna say this. This is Santa Claus you're speaking to, right?
Yeah.
So, if I won World Series tickets to Game 3, I would go to the stadium, and dressed up like Santa Claus with my 1998 Bernie Williams jersey. Because you know why? That year was when we had the RIP sweep the brooms, you know, and we won the championship that year. All right? But I know, and I told you guys this before, the Yankees are going to win the World Series, okay? Judge is going to break out of his slump. He's going to smoke a hit to that right field wall.
Yeah.
He broke his throw, all right?
Yes.
And he's going to – everybody's going to erupt for that one, okay? But Santa Claus will deliver, and I'm going to say this. In the respect of Aretha Franklin, I'm going to sing this song, and it's a little thing. R-E-V-E-N-G, find out what it means to me. Judge is going to homer, and it's going to be the World Series.
That's not bad.
I hope that's fun.
That's not bad, Frankie. That's why you were on hold for 2 hours yesterday.
No, I'm just kidding.
What did he spell?
He spelled revenge.
Oh.
Revenge. You know, it's funny.
Well, you thought it was respect, Sean?
Yeah, I thought he was spelling respect wrong.
R-E-S-P-E-C-T thing?
Yeah, but he was about respecting Judge.
Yes, I did too.
No, he was taking a kind of a twist on respect and turning it into revenge. And the revenge he's talking about is against that evil son of a bitch right field fence at Dodger Stadium, you know, which helped ruin a season last year.
That's part of the reason I want the Yankees to win in 6 and 7, even though they're going to win in 5. The Dodgers had no problem versus their rival Diamondbacks over the years, swimming in the pool and celebrating.
Yeah.
I want the Yankees to pop champagne and stomp out that curb in Game 6.
That would be amazing, right?
That's where they should go celebrate.
If the Yankees go out to just right field and they tear that little fence off and they're like, yeah! He did make one prediction I completely agree with, and it's actually logical, even though it's also symbolic. Aaron Judge's power is to right field. He's got some of the greatest power to the opposite field you will ever see. And I can totally see Aaron Judge smoking a ball into the right field corner that literally bounces off that tiny fence. And all of us being like, oh, crap, man, he just hit that fence. Like, I can totally see that moment occurring, mainly because Aaron Judge does that. Like, it's not like we're asking him to do something he doesn't normally do. And maybe the symbolism of that moment, because I know it was a year ago, and you could argue maybe it wasn't the Yankees' year no matter what, but that changed everything about the Yankee season.
It definitely did. It's weird because even though it's an inanimate piece of Dodger Stadium,
right?
It's part of the story. It's part of the narrative of this, or it should be part of the narrative of this World Series. You know they're going to work it in almost immediately, but it'll be interesting if Aaron Judge, something happens. Karma would tell us it is going to happen, or fate, or whatever the heck you want to say it. Great storytelling for whatever the video is at the end of it. It tells you something's going to happen down in that corner. That'd be awesome, actually.
No, I could see it. Now, by the way, I was telling you about the Dodger postseason roster, how they've re-added a few injured players. Left-hander Alex Vesey is now on the roster. Brusdar Graterol is now on the roster. Miguel Rojas is on the roster. As I was reading the additions, I didn't notice who isn't on the roster. And Lugie said it in my ear and said, Evan, did you see who's not on the roster? Evan Phillips, who's one of the Dodgers' most reliable relievers, who pitched pretty well in the NLCS against the Mets, pitched very well in the NLDS against San Diego. In fact, Evan Phillips is one of those rare guys. He's never allowed an earned run or any kind of run in his postseason career over 15 and a third innings. Not bad. He's injured. He's dealing with some kind of elbow issue, serious enough where he is not on the Dodgers postseason roster. I think their best reliever is Blake Treinen. I'd argue their second best reliever is Evan Phillips. Lugie could argue with me their best reliever is Evan Phillips. It's one or two. And that is a huge blow for the Los Angeles Dodgers, not having him on their postseason roster.
I don't want to hear it as an excuse. There's no Johnny Loaizic on this Yankee roster.
Nobody's making excuses, bro.
Just making sure.
Wait, do you talk to people in L.A.? Do they make excuses to you?
No, I talk to people in L.A. They don't care.
Is that true?
That's the problem. We care here.
They're concerned about tonight's Lakers-Sun game course. A little bit more. Yeah.
How many minutes will Bronny get?
Right. You got 18,000 people tonight showing up to see if they get a picture of Will Ferrell. They could care less about the game.
Really?
My
experience in L.A. has been that it's really a basketball town more than anything else. Like, they do love the Lakers, but the Dodgers sell out every game. And maybe that's because it's an event. Maybe that's the problem.
The stadium's an event. By the way, I'm sure they have plenty of real fans. But, come on, not like Yankee fans. They don't deserve this. At all.
Wow. Okay. I'm not getting involved in this fan argument. That's beneath me. All right. You fans yelling at each other.
Go listen to Jim Rome.
Does he do radio in L.A.?
I think.
I thought he works at our company.
Yeah, but I think he also does it
in L.A.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah.
He double dips. By the way, here's the other important aspect of Gerrit Cole that should not be forgotten. Why it is such an advantage for the New York Yankees. So the obvious is he's an ace. He's great. He can shut down good hitting. He can give you seven scoreless innings tonight and help the Yankees win a baseball game. And that's obvious and that's known. Here's the other thing. The Yankees and the Dodgers are going to use their bullpens a lot. There's no other way around it. No matter how well the Dodger rotation pitches, or even how well the Yankee rotation pitches after Gerrit Cole, Aaron Boone and Dave Roberts are going to use their bullpen. They're going to be heavily, heavily used. We saw that already in the series against Kansas City, the series against Cleveland, and we know the situation with L.A. They've used bullpen games, right? So the bullpens are going to be heavily, heavily used. The more innings you can get out of Gerrit Cole, the less innings you're going to have to ask out of all of these relief pitchers that, I promise you, are going to be asked to face the same guys an awful lot. Do some math here. Other than guys like Gerrit Cole, most starting pitchers are not facing a guy a third time around the batting order. It's a rarity these days, okay? Gerrit Cole, to me, is that rarity. He's an ace. He's pitching well. He'll face a lineup third time around. But most of the time, guys will not be allowed to face this same hitter
third time
around. Now, on average, guys will get four plate appearances per game. That means, do the math, if this is a seven-game series, that means there are going to be 14 different sequences in which you're going to have to use an arm to get a guy out. 14 different circumstances in which an arm is coming in or is in the game to face Mookie Betts or Shohei Ohtani. Now, you can't use the same guy every time. You also want to limit the amount of times the same guy sees that person. Nestor Cortez is on the roster. That's great. You don't want Shohei Ohtani seeing him 18 times. I know I'm exaggerating, but that's my point. So the more Gerrit Cole can pitch, the most effective Gerrit Cole can be. It's a part of why I want him on 3 days rest in game four. Why I would push him to start three games in this series. The more often he pitches, the more innings he eats up, the more batters he faces, the less opportunities where you're going to have to find that spot for Tommy Kahnle to get Mookie Betts out.
There's no doubt about it. And I believe if the Yankees are trailing in the series, you will see Gerrit Cole in game four. Oh, by the way, of all those bullpen arms, do you know who is going to begin or who is going to be the most critical and who's going to be the biggest key to this whole thing?
Is that a trick question or
trick
are you asking
question? Because there's a reason and there's synergy and there's something I didn't see back in the spring.
Something back in the spring.
And it's all going to tie together over the next week and a half.
Luke Weaver!
No, it's Jake Cousins.
Jake Cousins!
Do you want to know what Jake Cousins' birthday is?
Jake Cousins' birthday is April 12th.
June 14th, 1994.
June 14th, 1994. Same day the Mets played the Cardinals, lost 3-2.
Same day the Rangers won the Cup.
What?
1994.
What the hell does that have to do with anything?
We thought it was about the Rangers
what
all the spring.
This guy
this
is.
Year is about Jake Cousins being the World Series MVP.
So Jake Cousins was born the same day the Rangers won the Stanley Cup?
All those 94 references we made on the show over the last year?
Yeah.
It all was coming down to this. It wasn't about the Rangers. It was about Jake Cousins being the Yankee hero since he was born on June 14th, 1994.
We work with a lunatic, ladies and gentlemen. Bitch New York Ranger fan. I mean, it's not my fault the Rangers got bitched out
no,
by the Panthers
this is
last
what
night.
It was well, about the Yankees. That's the point. That's how we got here.
It's about the Yankees. You just told me about the Rangers winning the Stanley Cup.
Because
I'm confused.
We thought it was about that. We had it wrong. It was about Jake Cousins. It was right there in front of our eyes the whole time.
So let me get this straight.
OJ dying. Whatever the hell else happened. Blink-182's album, their last concert. This is what it was about. It was about Jake Cousins in this spot.
I want to get this straight. For anyone who's new to the Evan and Tiki program, that guy's name is Sean Morash. For months last year, he tried to tell us that everything that was happening was similar to 1994, and it meant the Rangers were going to win the Stanley Cup. He happens to be a loser Ranger fan. It is what it is. Okay, now obviously that didn't happen. They lost.
Yeah.
Okay. He is now telling us all these months later, on October 25th, 2024, as the Yankees are about to play Game 1 of the World Series against the Los Angeles Dodgers, that all those little niblets, all those little bones that were laid out for us was actually not about the Rangers, but about Jake Cousins' birthday and how he's going to lead the Yankees to their first World Championship since 2009.
It was right in front of us in plain sight the whole time, and we didn't see it. And now we see it.
Positive Tommy, do you believe that story?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, he's like,
here's one for the road, by the way, because the real champ showed up at the Garden last night.
It's not about that. It's World Series game. Jake Cousins.
Jake Cousins looked good, man. No, I'll tell you, game five against Cleveland.
Woo-hoo-hoo, it's going to be cooking.
That's the thing about relievers, man. Like, when you write down a list, I didn't do this, though. Maybe I did do it. Screw it, I did it. If you write down a list and you go position by position or position group by position group, and you analyze a series, the managers, who has the advantage? The rotations, who has the advantage? The number one, who has the advantage? The lineup, who has the advantage? The bullpen, who has the advantage?
We're not actually going to do that, are we?
No, I've already done it for you, so I get the quick cliff notes.
The RicoB at gmail.com.
Yes.
I didn't do it on the RicoB. That's a Met podcast. I did one last night about David Stearns' press conference. You can download that wherever you download your podcast. I did this for research for this radio show. So I also didn't bore you by doing it on the air. I just give you the results. That's the beauty. I do all the boring stuff at 2 o'clock in the morning, and then at about 2:50, I give you 30-second cliff notes, and no one has to be bored.
That's
I'm a loser.
That's called the Evan Roberts in my brain at a podcast.
Yeah, that's a good one. I should start that. Right. The Yankees have a better bullpen, bro. Like, I don't understand. Like, just because the Dodgers throw bullpen games, and just because the Dodgers bullpen has been effective, like, I go pound for pound. I look at the different arms. I look at the different kinds of arms they have. I think the Yankees have a better bullpen.
Well,
I really do.
I think the reason that people think the Dodgers have an advantage on the bullpen is because they're relied on so often in pretty critical situations, or at least they have been down the stretch after all the injuries started to take effect for this Dodgers squad. So they've been in, like, high leverage. That's usually at the end of the game when something's really on the line. But you know what I mean? They've been in important moments a lot this season because of their pitching, lack of health. So they've just done it a little bit more.
Well, that's the thing, but let me give you some facts. Because don't you love facts? A little quick facts. So far, the Los Angeles Dodgers have thrown 57 innings out of their bullpen. That's the most by any team in baseball. Now, obviously, they've played a lot of games. You know, you look at the Braves and the Orioles. They only played two postseason games, so they're easy to kind of throw out of this. But they threw 57 innings from their bullpen. More than the Cleveland Guardians, even more than the Mets. And the Mets played one more extra playoff game than the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Dodger team ERA from their bullpen is 3.16, which is fine. Like, that's okay. That's good. In fact, some may say that's adorable. 3.16 is fine. The Yankee bullpen ERA is 2.56. That's this postseason. The Yankee bullpen has been better. I think it is better. And I think what's going to be really, really important over the course of a 7-game series is not showing your bullpen that much.
Interesting.
Because the more you show your bullpen, the more it gets exposed. So let's go right back to the top. Gerrit Cole's the difference. Because if Gerrit Cole's giving you innings, that means less innings out of your bullpen. To me, less innings out of your bullpen means a more effective bullpen.
Right.
Advantage, Yankees.
Right. Now Carlos Rodon needs to do the same thing. And then Luis Gil. And
but you know what,
Clark
Teague?
Schmidt.
Here's the thing. You're right, that'd be great. Here's why it's not necessary. I look at Rodon, Gil, and Schmidt. And I look at the Dodger three guys, Jack Flaherty, Yoshinobu Yamamoto, and Walker Buehler. And here's what I think. It's a wash. It's a wash.
Yeah.
You could flip a coin with those six guys. You really can. The difference is the Dodgers' fourth guy's a bullpen game. The Yankees' fourth guy is Gerrit Allen Cole. And that's the difference.
So we hope.
Look, here's the one thing I'll always warn you. Of course, so you hope. Baseball is the funniest game in the world because sometimes it doesn't make sense. Sometimes Cody Ross turns out to be the best player in a World Series. Sometimes Cliff Lee's unhittable until he's hittable. So I totally get that Gerrit Cole could go out tonight and give up 7 runs and 2 1/3 innings. And trust me, you're going to want to listen to this radio station all weekend because I'm sure the dialogue will be completely rational. So I acknowledge that baseball can humble you at any point. But as we sit here just analyzing this, everything's close. Everything's the same, except for Gerrit Cole. Mm-hmm. That's the difference.
We have a major, major show issue because we're spreading, once again, misinformation here. So Sean just did this huge speech about Jake Cousins and the...
By the way, before you continue, I'm just so relieved that it wasn't any of the stats I gave because
no.
I'm like, I worked so damn hard.
No, because you're a man of honor and a man of integrity. I don't have to fact check you.
Thank you, Tommy.
So I'm going to fact check Sean, though, because Sean did this big speech about Jake Cousins being born on the day the Rangers won the Stanley Cup. What was that date again, Sean?
June 14th, 1994.
Jake Cousins was born on July 14th.
No.
July 14th.
Roster page right here.
Google tells me July 14th.
Yeah, I'm going to read it to you right here from the Yankee website. 07-14/1994.
Tiki Barber, what does it say?
What do you believe? Do you believe Yankees or you believe crowdsourced Wikipedia?
I also have sources inside the cousin's family that are texting me. They say it's July 14th.
07-14-1994.
Hey, genius. 7th is July, dummy.
07 is...
6 is June. Anybody could be in sports talk radio, guys. If you just have, you know, if you just kiss the right asses, you'll get on the radio.
Send your resumes, too. Rico B.
7 is July.
You're right.
Yeah, I'm right.
You're right.
According to the Yankee page, yes.
So you infiltrated our ears with a whole theory that Jake Cousins' birthday somehow is relevant to the Yankees because it happened the day the Rangers won the Cup and it's a month off.
I screwed up the number.
I think you need to take a shower.
I screwed up the number. Yeah. 7 is July.
Yeah, it is July.
It was a month after the Rangers won their Cup.
Oh, so good, too.
The one and only Cup that you'll see in your lifetime.
This is what happens when you search for coincidence.
Yeah,
coincidence doesn't exist.
Oh, God. Dodgers in 7.
He's back to that. How we feeling, Yankee fans? Did that now convince you the Dodgers are winning in 6? 888-808-1019. We will get to the Jets a little bit later on as well. And is this World Series going to be historic in terms of the amount of Hall of Famers that play in it? We'll try to figure it out coming up. Evan and Tiki on the Fan right up until Yankee pregame. And coming up this hour, because we're almost at 3 o'clock, so in this upcoming hour, that's your moment. That's your chance to be in the building for Game 3 of the World Series.